Welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast, featuring advice and interviews about athlete branding. Learn how marketing, public relations, and broadcasting can grow your brand. We also have special episodes to talk about recent news, events, and anything in the world of sports. The podcast is sponsored by Pliable, a versatile marketing, PR, and broadcasting company that identifies opportunities and creates tailored content for its clients. Now it's time to roll. Here's your host, Greg Glenn.
Thanks, and welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about success beyond game day. What does that mean? Well, today's guest is Samantha Card, a former NCAA Division I softball player, MBA graduate, gone Fortune 100 company trailblazer, an Amazon bestseller, and level up expert. She epitomizes the athlete who has hit it out of the park when she transitioned from her sports career. Now she's a full-time entrepreneur. Samantha, welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's such a joy to share a space with you today.
Absolutely. You bet. And your background and perspective really as a former athlete will really provide, I think, listeners with some great insights into NIL, your business. So I'm ready to dive in with you. Let's start with the start of your career and how you got into playing softball.
Well, I have an older sister who's 4 years older, and she was in softball, but I've always been drawn to sport. It wasn't necessarily I knew it was going to be softball. I had a family that wanted me to try everything. So I was in a wide array of sports and realized that softball I connected with in a good way, and I showed some pretty good skills early on, and I just had fun. So I had started when I was 4 years old. You don't know what you don't know at 4 years old. And then became competitive at eight. So I was in travel ball since 8 years old. And once you get into the travel ball cycle, as many athletes that are listening in know, it's a year-round commitment. So I did play volleyball because it was a fall sport versus, you know, softball being a spring sport. But I really went all in with softball.
So you go and start playing softball, and I'm curious because I really have seen obviously the growth of women's sports over the last 5 to 10 years. There's going to be continued growth in this area. Did you have a mentor in women's sports that you looked up to, or was there somebody, maybe a mentor or guiding light for you?
There's many, and it's interesting. I have some mentors that have been with me through the whole entire journey, and then there's some mentors that have kind of come in as I've become, more equipped and understanding that I'm at the next bottom of the next top, which requires being in proximity to new types of people that have different lenses, right? I would say my most important mentor is my mother. Yeah. A lot of people may say that, but she's my lighthouse. So when things would go great, she was there. When things didn't go so great, she was there. It really was a firm but fair, but also such a nurturing environment to allow me to thrive and figure it out on my own. And then, as I developed as a human that happened to play softball, then I really got into proximity with big time executives and leaders that saw a lot in me and wanted to provide the space. So, there's a bunch of, like, one of them is Brittany Easel. She was a two sport athlete at Alabama, and she was team one and team two. And now she's, high up at Keller Williams. And she always says, "I'm your guide on the side." And really helps kind of pour into me in a big way. And I would say those are two women, that are very powerful, strong, that really have been important in my life.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. As we now look at you kind of in the position that you've gone into, which I think is so great, you've turned, this opportunity as a softball player into an amazing career. Obviously, you're now successful, so much success, really, even before the age of 33, that most people don't get a chance to experience. I want to talk about your transition from athlete to entrepreneur. A lot of athletes certainly struggle with that initial transition, but you seem to really have nailed it. What do you think were some of the keys to your success?
Ego has no place here. That starts at the beginning part of it, right? As athletes, You know, a lot of people look at us like we're the best, right? We are the percentage that, you know, is the rare few that make it. And I always wanted to humanize myself, right? And I always wanted to fail, just like I did in the weight room on max day. And that's important because I think that's the gap that happens with a lot of athletes, because we strive to be the best. And sometimes when you're going to be the best, you don't want to fail because it didn't feel good, but that's where our learning comes from. I just learned how to fail faster, right? So instead, it's, you know, like a freshman playing sport, it may take you multiple games to course correct, right? Or you'll go through a slump. Versus my senior year, I was making at-bat correction. What I did was I took those experiential skills and I applied it to my life and figured out, well, how can I curate that same type of mentality? Because sports is my vehicle. It's not who I am. It's what I did. So how do I leverage that in a positive way?
Yeah, I think that's great. And I love hearing that because so many athletes kind of think that way. Like you said, that mindset is there and you just need to tap into it to be able to make this transition. And I think that if athletes knew more about how to use, you know, as I like to say, their athlete brand to be able to take that, catapult it into a different type of career that really can lead to success. So I want to have you explain to people now what you do and how it helps athletes.
Yeah, so I'll start at a very high level. I graduated and my identity crisis was like a cliff dive. So a lot of athletes that are listening in, you know, I know it. I hear you. I see you. I value you because I experienced it and it was intense. And there's a decision you make, right? Do I want to survive only or do I want to thrive? And I made the conscious choice to thrive. So that was step one for me before I ever talk about entrepreneur. So I had a bleak resume. I was so intimidated. I had, you know, as a captain of the softball team, but I look at this paper and it was as bleak as it could get. But what I didn't connect until a little bit later was the experiential skills that I had. Right. And then I figured out, well, hold on a minute. A resume only tells you where you've been, doesn't show people where you're going. So that's okay. So then how do I frame it in a way where I can exhibit my leadership capability skill sets to get into these rooms? So I started to think about it as, what's my failure resume? Where are those opportunities where I learned? So that right there was huge, which got me into Fortune 100. So I worked for Honeywell International and by 26 was running $10 billion merger acquisitions, buying and selling companies. It's huge, $40 billion company. You can get lost in a small fish in a big pond, right? Well, athletes, we know how to thrive in those environments. So what I did was I learned the different ecosystems. And what I did was I put myself in proximity to others that are experts in specific spaces that I needed to acquire those skills. I never went into this saying, I am going to create my own business. I am going to be the best entrepreneur. Sometimes it takes one yes. Sometimes you have 10,000 no's and you go through one door and one conversation that completely changes your life. And that's what happened to me. I was thriving in corporate America. I was receiving all the coaching, mentorship you could ever think of. I was growing, evolving. So me leaving that was a huge sacrifice. And I realized that power and success, if you only live for power and success, you can look left and right. The air is pretty thin and you could be by yourself. And if you really want legacy, which is a lot of what athletes say they want, but what does that really mean? That's, what can I contribute? What is my craft that I can contribute and actually live a life of fulfillment and bypass this societal pressure of success? So because all of that started to unfold, I just started mentoring athletes and two became over 100 athletes. I just wanted to say thank you and give back. That's how it started. And then it became, the voice got louder. So athletes were coming to me and saying, Sam, you're meant to do this. And I'm a very much a this and that person. I can do it all. I am, you know, hear me roar. I can do it. But just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? So what I wasn't doing was truly listening to hear and what they were really asking me to do. And they were asking for help. They were asking for support. They were asking for resources. And they saw a safe space in me to provide that bridge. And it wasn't until I had two football players in particular that said, hey, I had mental health issues and you helped me overcome them. And at that point, that was in September 2021, I knew this isn't about me. And I'd be grossly negligent not to lean into that. So that conversation became, oh, how do I scale? Let me write a book. I've never written a book, but we're athletes. We can do hard things. Self-published it, became a bestseller, started getting phone calls, and then it became a business. And now it's headed to becoming an enterprise. So sometimes it's just one conversation that completely changes the trajectory of maybe what you thought your life was going to be, but what your real why is on this earth.
I think that's such a great point. And I've kind of discovered that even with my company Pliable, which is, you know, I originally started this company. I was going to have a marketing company. And then all of a sudden Nil came along and I was like, holy smokes, I'm going to take everything I know about marketing, PR, broadcasting, branding, and I'm going to help athletes who now have an opportunity they've never had before. And I'm going to help them. And that was how I started. I'm not in it to get rich. I want to make others rich beyond money. That's the key. And like you said, it's the leaving the legacy. It's the success beyond game day, as you say. It's the things that are going to make you a productive person in society that I'm trying to help teach other young athletes the way to do it. And also, by the way, tap into the retired athletes who may have gone a little astray. And now they need to come back and recenter themselves. And I think that that's a really important thing that I've seen in retired athletes.
Of course, I couldn't agree more. And it's about community. So it's actually a really small community. And sometimes we just don't ask for support. So someone may be willing to lean in, but we need to overcome our fear of, well, what if it doesn't work? To more of, what if it does? And it seems so simple, but it's not easy to do because you have to admit maybe you don't know something that maybe everyone thinks you do, or maybe you don't understand something in the way that is, you know, perceived by others. Right. I always say it's not about communication. It's about comprehension. It's not just about education. There's a great amount of resources out in the world. And some are really just focused on one area. It's about applied knowledge. Can you take what is being presented to you and comprehend it and make it your own and then build from there? And I think that's where sometimes it gets lost, because sometimes we need to just take it a step back, simplify, and show others how to do it. There's not one way to do it, but if you start with the guiding principle set, then they feel encouraged, empowered to lean in to drive impact before income. And then I always get the feedback. I always get the punch. Sam, don't go and tell people that income's not important. And I said, I never said that. You didn't comprehend that, right? What I said was impact first, build it, they will come. It's something that's been around for years, but why all of a sudden is this some proprietary thing? I know we need the income to drive the sizable impact that we want to drive, but I'm doing this because I see the human in someone that just happens to be really good in sport.
Yep.
Yeah, very different mindset.
Yeah, that happened with me when I met Hannah Dukeman and Emma Eubank, two girls. They told me they wanted to cure cancer. And I'm like, you guys are going to be amazing Pliable athletes. I was like,
let's do it.
And then they became the first. And then, like you said, you empower them. So I said, you know, girls, what if you became the first athletes in the country to use your name, image, and likeness, design and create your own cleats that'll raise awareness for childhood cancer? And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And it was just a moment for me where I was like, bam, now I've empowered them and they can do something that they never even thought of before. And now it's led to media results, networking opportunities that they've had. It's just been really amazing to see. So I'm right there with you. So let's go into now the book and the relaunch that's coming this year, obviously, with Success Beyond Game Day, the playbook to leverage your grit, will your way to greatness, and go pro in life. What is that all about? Tell us about the book.
So you said it earlier, right? It's about the different definitions of success. Success is an infinite game. Yep. And once you hit your first million, you want your second million. Once you win a first Super Bowl, you want your second Super Bowl. It never ends, right? That quest of winning never ends. So how do you shift that concept of winning and success from an external perspective and really figure out from internal out, how do you go pro in life? Which could mean a Super Bowl, which could mean giving back to your community in a sizable way. Could be both, could be one more than the other, right? Being an athlete could be your vehicle for your ultimate end goal. We all retire from sport. So how do you leverage those experiential skills and really exhibit that grit, right? How do you exhibit the resiliency, the coachability, the heart that you have, your effectiveness in storytelling on the field without saying any words? How do we reframe this concept of athleticism so you can do all the things you want to do beyond the game? And it's so possible. And sometimes we feel that we can't take the first step because we're staring at the mountain. But sometimes it's just the pebble in your shoe that you have to worry about. And what I do is I focus on the pebble on the shoe and the 1% gains each day that culminate into overcoming the mountain. And all I do is share my experiences, but it's not about me. My mugshot might be on it. It's just a way to relate and introspectively look at what I've done and figure out how you can do it faster and better than me. Take my spot. And that's what true leadership is. That's what true community is helping someone. You know, it took me 10 years to get to this point. Some people say that's fast. Well, guess what? If you can do it in 2 years with higher impact, let's get it done.
Game on. Yeah, let's go.
Right. So that's what it's all about. To be honest with you, it's a means to be able to reflect introspectively, look inward and figure out how you can then extend that outward to society instead of living for what you think everyone else wants to do, AKA reputation.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about what it means when someone gets a chance to work with you, how they go about that process, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of athletes listening, thinking about, wow, this sounds great. I'd love to meet Sam. I'd love to work with Sam. What is that like? And how does someone start to get involved with you? And what services kind of can you provide?
Of course. Thank you for asking that. It's been fascinating because we've rolled out certain pilots, right? And what we do is not only are, you know, it's different and it's customizable on scale. So what's great is when you work with us at Success Beyond Game Day, it really is meeting you where you are at for the tools and resources that you need. So a lot of times people say that sounds so great, but how the heck can you do customizability on scale cost effectively? Well, we leverage it through digital tool sets with AI, and we have a digital practice. We do everything through text, right? And we can help measure based off neuroscience and sports psychology, your mindset to help you then reframe things and give you action steps to, you know, strengthen your iron of your strengths, right? Work on your weaknesses to help bring them to strengths, and then the opportunities to improve, right? How do we hone all the different experiential skills? So we provide the ability to connect those dots and then apply actual mind labs and knowledge sessions. So you get to cross-pollinate with other athletes across the country. It's ideal for teams because then you can cross-pollinate within your teams. But if you're a single athlete that doesn't want to wait for your athletic program to get on board, that's okay. What we do is we'll tribe you up with other athletes across the country. And what we'll do is we'll help guide you through the practice. But it's a for athlete by athlete. It's an athlete lean-in mentality. We're not going to tell you to show up. That's on you to make that choice to show up, but we have the tools to be able to show you how to do it. Yeah. And that's kind of how we've been rolling it out. And we have all the way from high school modules, the collegiate space, and the pro and Olympic space, as well as corporations. We have a corporate athlete program because, you know, you hit it on the head. You know, branding and what you stand for and why, that doesn't go away. So why would we only think in terms of 4 to 6 years, maybe if you're redshirt or have some COVID years? You know, we really focus on what's that 2040 year horizon look like, and where do you parallel path? If you want to go play in the Olympics, if you want to go play in the NFL, if you want to go play pro in sport and have the ability to do that, we want you to go for it. We just parallel path a bunch of different things. And what's great about this is it's really values-based. So everything is rooted in your personal values and how you can brand identify before you pulse out. A lot of times we say, oh, how can you pulse out to the marketplace, right? Where's your brand positioning? All of the fancy stuff. Well, I just want to understand what's the why behind the you first, what makes you tick? And then we can open up your world to a whole set of possibilities that maybe you didn't even know where your hard and soft skills really are complementary in certain positions. Yeah. And that way, line you up with mentors, internships, depending on your schedule, depending on your needs. So it's pretty cool.
That is. Let's talk about cost, because I deal with parents all the time when, you know, we talk cost. So they want to know that information. What does this typically cost, and that kind of thing?
It all depends on if it's a team, right? If it's a parent that wants to lean in and proactively empower, you know, a group of maybe four, her daughter, her son with four of the friends and stuff like that, it ranges around $200 to about $350. And to go through the Mind Lab, and the first Mind Lab is 7 weeks. Very digestible, very complimentary to a tough schedule. It meets you where you're at. So it's not, hey, you need every Saturday for 5 hours. It's not, it is not in that intense manner.
That's not the athlete schedule.
It's not. <Don't work. laughs> It's not. And we really kind of meet you where you're at, right? So that's pretty much the high level range for more individual.
Right.
And then for teams, depending on if it's one team, a whole organization, we want to make sure that it's so grossly affordable. So we'll work with teams, right, okay, to empower, making sure that no athlete is left behind, because that's our initiative.
Yep. Okay. Good.
You know, the Pro Olympic, that'll be obviously a higher price point, because that's in a different transitional period. Mm. But, you know, kind of the high school and collegiate space, it will be around those ranges.
And then what do they come away with after the work, or after, you know, like you said, the 7 week program? What is the intent on your side of what they get or feel that they have now, you know, been able to do?
Yeah. So they get a whole entire player profile, and it helps them lay out all of the different things we talked about in terms of how they receive information, how do they receive it, how to effectively turn that into potential ways to communicate to the world, right? Right. So that's really important with the NIL side of the game, right? So what is my actual distinction, and how am I made up? And then how can I positively connect with others and stay my authentic self? Mm. So that's a huge tool that comes with that. And yeah, then the other piece is, well, maybe I'm not thinking about where my next steps could be in a career. Based off of your profile distinction, it also lines up your hard and soft skills, and where are their careers that actually align really well? And what are the salaries of those careers, right? So that helps them at least think about, oh, you know, I never thought about nursing, or man, I never even thought to start my own business, but I'm more than equipped, capable, and prepared. Oh, I get it now, right? Because of X, Y, and Z. So we kind of lay that out, and we show them kind of how they trend on their emotional and, you know, input and their mindset. And we actually have a dashboard for them to use, and their word biases. What do they think they're saying? What is the world actually thinking that they're saying? Hmm. Are they using their left side of the brain, the right side of the brain? So they can start to understand how to toggle between logical thinking, logical reasoning, and creative thinking. And where is their strength, and where do they have to build a team, right, of experts like yourself, versus what can they take on themselves that it's not going to drain their tank? It's going to actually fill it.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I love that. All right. Let's talk about what the next big thing is. Obviously, you've got the book. You've talked about the Mind Labs. Is there anything that comes to your mind that you're really excited about, or the next big thing or frontier that you're ready to try and, you know, tackle?
You know, I think what it becomes is expanding to include. So when I think of the term athlete, you know, I think beyond just sports, right? I'm also thinking about esports. Most people think Olympic sports. Well, esports is sports. There's a whole host of different applications and different ways you can effectively hit someone, but we're also pulsing out in the corporate landscape, right? How do you drive corporate athleticism? So not only are you helping corporations build that rigor, like an athlete mindset on how to fail fast, right? Higher highs, higher lows, which impact your share price, but then also provide the pipeline for athletes to be placed. Not just about graduation, it's about placement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, also from an adjacency market perspective, post-battlefield, helping active servicemen and women and veterans. How do you apply and connect those dots too? Because in my humble opinion, I feel like they're the greatest athletes of all time.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point, and a really good audience to be able to help too, for sure. Let's do this. Best advice from you for today's athletes. We got all these athletes, the NIL, the, you know, branding, the, you know, obviously a lot of these games are now live streamed. There's obviously more national attention on, you know, the big sports. But what if you had an athlete in front of you today and said, the best advice I can give to you is?
What is the why behind the you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a good one. Tell me who you are. Tell me who you are, what you stand for, and why.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we understand that, then we can create a whole host of pathways. And we compartmentalize really well. Athletes, we're really good at it. So I think we think we know what our why is. But a lot of us, we really don't. We know the surface level view of it. And it's not mommy and daddy's dream. It's not your coach's dream. It is what you truly get a fire in for. And moving that mindset of, well, what if it works?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I like what you kind of said in the beginning, which is looking for failure. And I think that that's a really cool thing to look at because that's where I think people can excel. Just a quick story that relates to this, and I think that was really cool, was worked with an athlete. Her name's Natalie Bowden. She's from Lewiston High School. And they had the mass shootings back in October. And I was just starting to work with Natalie. And I said to her, and she came to me too. And she was like, media attention is not like, you know, what I want to do. That's not one of my priorities. And I said, I totally understand that. I said, let me share with you an opportunity that you have is you are an athlete. You're from Lewiston High School. If you want to step up to the plate and create your own shirts that say we are Lewiston and raise money for these families that have been impacted by the tragedy, I'm going to help you do that. Is that something you want to do, even if it does come with media attention? And she said, yeah. And that's because she knew her, essentially the why behind the you. She cares about her community more than anything. Her eyes lit up and I was like, wow, I haven't seen this side of Natalie. And right then and there, we started creating those shirts. We were up to like 11:30 on a Friday night. You know, what high school kid is doing that? You know, and I'm like, that's the why behind this athlete right now, is that she is a community-minded athlete. She raised over $1,000 selling the shirts. She's now got her own shoes that I designed for her. You know, so she's just living the athlete brand and who she is, you know, and it's just really cool to see that. So I think you're right. It's just one small example of what can happen when you actually find your why. So thank you very much.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great, great example.
Yeah. Let's talk about how people can get in touch with you, follow you on social media, all those wonderful things while we got the audience here at the end.
Of course. So if you're interested and you don't know how active you want to participate in the program, you're still unsure, go to our website. It's www.successbeyondgameday. That really lays out the why, the how, and the what we do in a very simplistic way. We also have a applied workbook. So if you're not sure you really want to do the Mind Lab, but you really want maybe a tool to get us started in the program, that's also a great way to start. So Auburn wholesaled that, and they use that for their senior athletes. So it's definitely being used at a collegiate level, just, you know, to give you some feedback of those that are using it. And if you're interested in the Mind Labs, you go through the website as well, and it'll automatically set you up. It's all streamlined. And if you have any questions, you can email us directly on there. And we respond in like 24 hours. So we're really about the impact and making sure that you have the tools you need.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's clear from today's conversation. And I can't thank you enough for joining us. And again, continue to keep up the great work.
No, thank you for having me, and ditto to you. I know a lot of athletes that you serve, and their platforms have expanded in a way that I don't even think you know. So it's great to see. It really is great to see.
I appreciate that. Well, everyone, I'm Greg Glenn. I'm glad you could tune in, and stay pliable, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes from today's episode and catch up on recent episodes at pliablemarketing.com. We also encourage you to share topics and guest ideas by emailing our production staff at pliablemarketing@gmail.com. We love hearing from our loyal listeners and athletes who want to grow their brand. So jump in and be part of the podcast, because that's how we roll.